I'm so glad you could join me for this very brief devotional. I've titled it Apples of Gold. You know, this last week, I was impressed by our unique creative ability to just encourage one another. It began at the opposite end of the encouragement spectrum as I was convicted around silent criticism. When one of those critical thought patterns crept out of my mouth unintentionally, I was fairly mortified. And I realized afresh that I had to begin to think positive thoughts about others so I'd be safe from saying something negative that I would later regret, which I had. Of course, we might disagree with another's viewpoint, but we don't need to allow that point of disagreement to morph into character assassination. I decided to trade in criticism for compliments. You know, I did this nonverbally. I was just trying to train my mind, right? But soon it was simply natural for positive thoughts to become positive words. Our role in partnering with God is building each other up, and it's so powerful. Every day we will have opportunities to encourage another person. God is clear that this is exactly what He wants from each one of us. 1 Thessalonians 5:11-14 point this out. Therefore, encourage, this is the Amplified, admonish and exhort one another, and edify, strengthen and build up one another, just as you are doing. And we earnestly beseech you, brethren, encourage the timid and faint-hearted. Help and give your support to the weak souls, and be very patient with everybody, always keeping your temper. I love these scriptures. What we say can either build up or tear down. We can build up another's courage and when we tell them that they can do all things in Christ Jesus. We build courage into another's heart as we share the testimonies we've read in Scripture. Those of Joshua and Gideon and Esther, you know, who bravely faced the enemy on the promises of God, and they saw their people delivered. We build faith and courage and trust into each other through our own testimonies of places where God has delivered us. When we share scriptures for healing, for protection, for provision, it breathes hope into the hearts and minds of others. When we hear the words of another encouraging us to stand fast to the promises of God, it builds faith into our hearts. We need these reminders during this time of waiting on God during the corona crisis. All of us face different fears and challenges. We may not be able to solve a global crisis, but we can watch for daily opportunities to encourage and build up those that may come into our sphere of influence. Now, every time we encourage someone else with a promise of God, we're in fact preaching and participating in a faith-building endeavor. We're always on one side or another of encouragement. We either need it or we're in a position to give it. Romans 15:1 says, "We who are strong have an obligation to bear with the failings of the weak and not to please ourselves. Let each of us please his neighbor for his good and build them up." This is such a convicting scripture. We actually have an obligation out of the love Christ has shown us to bear with the failings and weaknesses of each other. We are to please each other and to look for ways to build each other up. Our words can make the difference in someone's day. And beyond our words, our demeanor is really able to infuse hope into another's heart. We're spiritual sons and daughters, but we're also spiritual mothers and fathers. I don't care what age you are. You can be in your 20s, 30s, 40s, 60s, 70s, right? We are still, someone looks to us from a parenting perspective. And our confidence in the goodness and promises of God is transmitted to them like a sweet perfume. The confidence that a parent gives to a child enables them to feel safe and to feel secure. Our confidence in God changes the atmosphere and it steadies the ground under those around us. I love 2 Corinthians 2:14-16. But thanks be to God, who always leads us in triumph in Christ, and through us spreads and makes evident everywhere the sweet fragrance of the knowledge of Him. For we are the sweet fragrance of Christ, which ascends to God, discernible both among those who are being saved and among those who are perishing. To the latter one, it's an aroma from death to death, a fatal offensive odor. But to the other, it's an aroma of life to life, a vital fragrance, living and fresh. Who is adequate and sufficiently qualified for these things? We certainly aren't, but it's still a reality. It's amazing what simply being a friend and speaking words of encouragement to another can do. Here's just a few scriptures. Proverbs 16:24. Gracious words are like a honeycomb, sweetness to the soul and health to the body. Isn't that amazing? Proverbs 12:25. Anxiety in a man's heart, it weighs him down, but a good word makes him glad. Proverbs 25:11. A word fitly spoken is like apples of gold in a setting of silver. You know, in order to encourage one another, we have to make sure we're seeking encouragement for ourselves. Listen to your pastor of choice. Use this extra time we have to spend more time in the Word so you're prepared when you meet someone who needs you. By the way, a word of encouragement or affirmation doesn't always have to have a spiritual tone, right? Just recognizing someone's talent or skill or their kindness goes a long way. This week, let's ask the Lord whose load we're able to help bear. What can we do to lighten it? What words can we speak that will feel like apples of gold, a gift so special that it will light up the countenance of a friend and encourage their heart? I hope that blessed you. All right, thanks so much.